Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, heart-to-heart conversations about life's most important matters. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, the host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, I know that today's program is about recovery after a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give your listeners a little glimpse into today's topic and maybe share a Bible verse?
Sure. The Bible verse is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He's talking about how Adam fell, but through Christ we are redeemed and we are saved and we are risen with him. And here's the verse, for in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. We've all fallen, every one of us, just like Adam and Eve did, we have all fallen. The answer is to find redemption and salvation from your falls. And it begins with a very simple thing, becoming a friend of your conscience. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Thanks, Roland, and thanks for what you do.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God is with you. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk about the state of the average human being. And the average human being has fallen away from what they could have been had they never fallen away. Now, to a large extent, it's not our fault because we're born as fallen creatures. You remember the story. It began in the Garden of Eden when Adam doubted God and reached ambitiously, dreamily toward a goal that was put up for him. And then he lost what he had had. So Adam made the big mistake, and we are born of the lineage of Adam and Eve. That is our family tree. All of us, everyone, no matter where you're from, we're all of this family tree of fallen people. Adam doubted. Someone gave him a goal. He reached for the goal ambitiously. And then he lost what he had. How many of you have had something like that happen to you? They painted a picture, rosy picture of education. Oh, if you went to college and you got your degree and everything, how great it was going to be, and never turned out quite like you thought it would. And you left behind, what did you leave behind? You left behind your innocence, sometimes your family. You left behind the ideals. Oh, not quite, not yet. But as time goes by, you will find, as you continue to deteriorate, see, every time you reach ambitiously, every time you do something that's not wise or right or what the good Lord intended for you, then you take a step away from the straight and narrow. Wasn't the ancient Hebrew word for sin, wasn't it, to miss the mark? It was an archery term. Well, every time you miss the mark, even by just a little bit, your timing is off. You reach for the wrong thing at the wrong time. You say the wrong thing at the wrong time. People are real good at getting you excited about something, and they make promises, and they don't let you know everything that's wrong with it, what they're telling you. And you reach, you sign on the dotted line, you spend your money, you spend your life, you spend years. So it has happened to all of us, one way or another. It doesn't have to be going to college. It could be all kinds of stuff. It could be something that seemingly is good, seemingly something nice to do. But if it's not done out of wisdom, if it's not done intuitively, then it ends up not being so good. And you sit there wistfully years later and look back. on what you had before and you've somehow lost it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
Oh yeah, I was going to go on to say that if you persist in this sort of thing, you lose your ideals too. You once had ideals, then you lose them. You become crass. You become more animal, more bestial, harder. See? So you've not improved. If you become a really ambitious, crafty, or selfish, whatever you become, you are less of a person, not more of a person. You're less of a human being, so you lost something. And then you remember when you were a kid, you saw adults sometimes, and they seemed so shallow. You know, they were talking about the weather or the economy, or they kept telling the same old stories over and over again. Somehow they weren't totally there. They weren't alive. They weren't spontaneous. And you couldn't help but feel sorry for them or have contempt for them. Or if they were lording it over you, of resenting them and looking down on them because they had become nothings in one way or another. Oh, and another way that you lose your character, you lose your ideals, you lose what you had before. Another way is by resenting and hating. That's right. And judging. Resenting and hating and judging. And you will lose what you had. As I said, you didn't begin life. Let me start all over again. You were born of the lineage of Adam and Eve, so you were already fallen to some extent. You were born, but you had a latent potential and you knew that. You sensed it. Somehow it got lost. And then people, they misled you, didn't they? They promised you something and they didn't deliver. Or you followed them and then found out that they themselves were miserable, or they themselves didn't really know what they were taught. How many of you have, for example, joined the world of business? All right, so you're a young person and you join the corporation and then you come in as a trainee, but how many of you, when you were still young, shortly after you had joined, maybe within the first year or so, you went to some staff meeting somewhere or something, and you were sitting there in the, you know, in the evening, maybe having a drink or a beverage with one of the bosses, or a couple of the bosses were there, and you were this starry-eyed novice there, you know, and then they started talking, and pretty soon it was revealed that somehow you find out that the person isn't happy, see, or he has regrets for having given up his life and traveled all over and left his family behind for days or weeks, all for the company, all for some goal. You find out that he's not happy. And that person might even try to warn you, see? So you sense that somehow you've been betrayed. But what do? You just keep on. But then, like I said, I was beginning to say earlier that you remember people that when you were a kid, you saw how shallow they had become. And you judged them. You looked down on them. Maybe you resented them. But now, years later, you look at yourself, and that's what you've become. You too lost something through ambition or through resenting and hating. So it's time to take stock of yourself and see if you couldn't yet regain what you had lost. Would that be nice? It would be. Wouldn't it be nice if you could be a success without having to give up your virtue and your innocence and your spontaneity, and if you didn't have to give that up for success, then you could have He could have it all then. Well, such a thing is possible, but it has to be done God's way. That's it. It's got to be done His way. And His way is not so difficult. You know, Christ said that my burden is easy and my yoke is light, or He said my yoke is light and my burden is easy. I can't remember exactly how He said it, but it's pretty clear what He's saying. So what's so hard about just living each moment properly and doing what you know is right in your heart? If you did that, then your life, like I was saying on the last program, then one note at a time, like an orchestra plays a symphony one note at a time, you would live each moment at a time, always with the backdrop, always kind of looking to the rightness of things and looking for truth. See, wanting truth, wanting to do what's right, not wanting to be right, but just wanting to do what's right, and occasionally having to say no to some tempting temptation. Occasionally just let it pass. All right?
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
Oh, I wanted to talk about something right now while it comes to mind, because I rarely talk about it in this way, but I should. So I would like to just say that there's a true conscience and a false conscience. And you remember Daffy Duck in the cartoons, there was an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder. An angel was saying one thing and the devil was saying something else. All right. So we all have a true conscience, and then there's a false conscience. All right. And one of the secrets to life is to learn how to distinguish between those two. All right. And then to move according to your true conscience, and stand back and observe and let pass the false conscience. Now, it can be very, very subtle, but I don't need to talk about various subtleties. I just need to make it quite clear. Your true conscience and your false, and a false conscience. Your true conscience is from God. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come from other people. It comes from God. Now, if other people say something that happens to be right, then you can see that what they're saying is right. You see in the light of your true conscience, which is a guiding light. It doesn't talk to you, and here's another clue. God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly, He shines a light on things, and then you can discern and see and quietly know and go one way and not the other because of the light shining on. You can see deception. That's all you need to see. You just see that something's not quite right. That's enough. That's all you need. It's enough for you to just quietly go a different way or have nothing to do with it or not be carried away with it or not believe it. You see what I mean? And sometimes something just sits right with you. Or somebody says something and you can see that it's true. Not because they said it, but because you see that it's true. Not because of who they are or how many degrees they have or how clever they are, how much money they have or anything at all, other than you can see that what they said is true. So that's your true conscience. It's wordless. It's silent. It's quiet. It's what you know in your heart. All right?
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
That's your true conscience. It's wordless. It's silent. It's quiet. It's what you know in your heart. And then there's a false conscience, and it operates mainly with words. It talks to you, and it casts doubt. It casts doubt. Once in a while, I know something or I realize something, and then inside there's something that wants to cast doubt on it, that's kind of saying with words, or maybe not with words exactly, but just somehow saying, no, that's not right. Or it has some negative thing that it brings forth to cast doubt upon what's true. See? So that's the false conscience. And then the false conscience is also there sometimes you see something that's right, and then you're going to go that way, but then it tells you to go that way. Or it gives you an excuse for going that way, or it gives you a rationale for going that way. See, it's trying to piggyback on, it's trying to take control of what you're doing, so that when you do it, you don't do it because you simply see that is right, but because of the reason that it gave you. You see what I mean? So like I said earlier, it can be very subtle. But in its most obvious form, it talks to you with words. You know, there is some kind of a temptation, and you know you shouldn't do it because you know it's not right. You know in your heart, nobody has to tell you, you just kind of know, you somehow know that it's not right. But then the false conscience says, well, you know, you're going to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Everybody else is doing it. Nobody will know. It's not a big deal. If you don't do this, then you'll never have this chance again. Why not? Nobody respects you anyway. Nobody cares. They all put you down. This is your chance to express yourself, to prove that you can do it. See what I mean? It'll all these things. They'll throw a whole bunch of stuff up on against the wall and see what sticks. And if you have any kind of a pride, any kind of a grudge against someone, any kind of a resentment, see, or any kind of a wound, a soul wound, then sometimes something that it puts out there sticks. See, it'll throw something at you, like maybe one time you had a chance to make the free throw. And if you made two free throws, you win the game. If you make one, the game is tied. If you miss the free throws, then you lose. The team will lose because it's all time is all gone. You get up to the line and you miss both of them, and the team loses. See, and if you resent that, it's painful. But if you really resent it and it becomes a big trauma, then later in life, that voice will be there, and it'll talk to you, and it'll say something like, you're going to mess this thing totally up. You know, you're a loser. You know, you're always going to lose. You're never going to win. See, it'll do something like that. So if you're going to do the right thing, it tries to stop you. If you're going to do the wrong thing, it eggs you on to do it. So there it is. It's that voice. You have to learn how to see that it's not you. See that it doesn't have your best interests at heart, and that it's not credible, and you just don't follow it. You don't struggle with it. You don't argue. See, that's another trick. It's starting to argue. It wants to pull you down into some argument, so then you start arguing with it. So you just watch it and let it pass and do the right thing, or don't do the wrong thing. See, a lot of times life is so simple, just don't do the wrong thing. See? And if you need a reason for doing something, that's probably not the right thing. If you need an excuse or a justification, then it's probably not. So you go through life and you live your life spontaneously. You see something to do and you do it. You know, you can lend a helping hand, you lend a helping hand. All right. But that voice will always be there and it'll say, oh, it'll say something. You have to learn how to identify that misleading voice and just pay it no mind. All right. Just dismiss it. It's not credible. It's a liar. It throws facts at you. It may even throw religious verses at you. See, it's real good at using religious verses to either condemn you, to try to make you feel condemned, or to excuse, or to subtly twist something, see, to twist it so that you have a wrong idea about something. So life is so simple if you learn how to be close to your intuition, close to what you know in your heart, which is from God. You stay close to that. Your life will then be built in a most beautiful way. Now, most of us have messed up. We fell away from it. We did wrong things. We ran and we tried to hide from what we did. But at some point, if you face the music and stop running, stop hiding, stop looking for comfort from the world, stop looking to emotions to rise up to support what you have become by way of reaching for the wrong thing, based on all this false guidance coming through other people or through your mind, it's not really you, then you learn how to return to your intuition and live intuitively, live with conscience, with your conscience. Let your conscience be your guide.
Many people can be careful once, but can you exercise care every single day? Awesome. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. On New Year's Day, I was careful to treat others well and made a good plan with my dad. That was a great strategy. But later on this year, I might mess up because I'm not being as careful. Most mistakes happen when someone is careless. During the COVID pandemic, the divorce rate went down. That was because couples realized that they would have to spend a lot more time together and treated each other better as a result. When you are careful not to spend money, you'll build greater wealth. Do this, and you'll be more awesome.
And the other thing, I have to repeat this again because some of you are new to the program. Intuition and conscience are the same. It's the same thing. It's the same source. It's from God. It's intuition. It's present sight and foresight. It's only when you stray from it that it becomes conscience, which is 20/20 hindsight. But it's good because then you can see your error, all right? And seeing the error, then you can knock it off and not make that error again. You see what I mean? So this intuition comes to you when you're aware. So how do you become not aware? When you become ambitious, when you're rushing. See, don't you become selfish when you're rushing to get to the head of the line, or when you get angry at somebody who cuts in front of you in traffic or something and you're selfish? Don't you forget about love, about kindness, about the brotherhood and sisterhood of all people? You forget about everything good and you become a selfish, hateful animal, don't you? Immediately. And the same thing with resentment. Resent your husband. All of a sudden, now joy goes away. You're in a bad mood, a dark mood. You snap at your kids. See what I mean? You got the idea. So stay close to your intuition and your conscience. And when you come back to it, because like I said, many of us have made a lot of mistakes in life. We've kind of been sleepwalking. You didn't know what you were. Look, you were misled. You didn't even know you were being misled. They dangled a carrot in front of you. They put up a lofty vision of something you could reach for and attain and be a part of and so on. And they had slogans. Oh, they had such clever slogans. So you got involved with it, and for a while it was exciting, and you felt like you were doing something good. You guys were really going to do something really good, but then it didn't. But then all of a sudden, the morning after the night before, you suddenly realize, oh my God. All right, well, you've done a lot of that kind of stuff. And now when you start to come back to intuition, the first thing you're going to begin to see is your own wrong, what you have become by straying from it. You're going to have to see that. It can be painful, but just see it. Don't resent the light for showing you. See, don't resent yourself. Don't resent your parents. Don't resent the people who misled you. Don't resent anybody. Just see it and let God fix everything. He can deal with everything. He can fix you. He can wipe away your sin. He can give you good things to reach toward. And as you get closer and closer to your intuition, you begin to see the subtle error, the subtle mistake that people are misled by. You see it, and it's a protection. Everybody else is rushing for something. You see the fatal flaw, and you don't go that way. It's a protection. All right. So you could almost feel guilty for not going the way they are. God has something for you to do. He has a plan for you. So you're being saved for a reason, all right? You're being saved for a reason. So it's not because you're a wonderful person. It's because of His grace, and He has a reason. So I think I've said some good things today. It's a good program. It's not my most eloquent. It's not my most clever one. Maybe in the eyes of the world, it may not be a good program, but it's good for somebody out there. Somebody is tracking with what I'm saying, and quietly, you're inside, you're saying yes. And it's good to hear it. It's a breath of fresh air. It's good. It's liberating. It's freeing you from the false guilt and false conscience and putting you back in touch with your true conscience. And from then on, it's all good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.